Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out there and get them. Thank you for hanging out with us. You are commercial free all day today. Shout out to all my Mexicanos. Happy Mexican Independence Day. Happy Independence Day yesterday to Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Central America repping. Hispanic Heritage Month kicking off, feeling real good this morning. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
And special guest all this week, we have social media influencer Josh Leave. Appreciate you, carnal.
Good morning, y'all. I just can't get enough of you guys.
I just can't get enough of you guys.
His journey continues. The life of a radio host.
I know.
Can't wait to see your YouTube video about this.
Coming soon. Yep.
He said he did it right. You went to bed at like 9 p.m. last night?
I went to bed at 9.
Right. Woke up
feeling good. Yeah, I know. Let's see if I can do it all week.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Special thank you to all of you that helped sell out We Can Survive in 10 minutes on Friday.
Minutes?
18,000 seats at the Hollywood Bowl. Adios, compa.
That's crazy, man. Wow. I didn't even get a ticket. Dang it.
It's going to be so good. We did it. Thanks to you. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. We're all excited to see Lizzo, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and many more. All right. Money motivation for you, and then we'll get into our weekend recaps. Hopefully you had a great weekend. And we talked a little bit about this towards the end of last week, Chels. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring it back up for our 6 o'clock audience. Because you were talking about like potentially taking an ex to this wedding you went to this weekend.
Yes.
And something came to mind that I want to share with you, whether it's motivation for you that are listening in your relationships, just in your professional life, family life, whatever it is. It's impossible for you to move forward in life without crashing over and over again if all you're doing is staring in the rearview mirror.
Ooh. I like that.
I needed that.
Okay. Think about this.
Yeah.
You're literally driving on the 10 right now, the 405, and all you're doing is staring at the rear mirror. You're going to end up crashing. Bottom line. So don't allow your past to distract you from the opportunities you got in your future. Let's go. All right, here's Billie Eilish right here on 97.1 Amp Radio. Yes, she is going to be at We Can't Survive. And of course, we'll be giving out tickets to sold out We Can't Survive at some point. I don't know where or how, but we will. All right. You are commercial free all day today.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Hopefully y'all had a great weekend. We definitely had a lit one. We'll get all into those details in a sec. I want to give a shout out to Lizzo. Her life is amazing right now. Not only did she help us sell out We Can't Survive in 10 minutes, which she's going to be performing at We Can't Survive concert, but she has the number one song in the nation and now the number one movie in the nation in Hustlers. That is dope. So Friday night, date night with the wifey. Left the girls with the babysitter. We thought we were going to go watch Hustlers. The only availability was 10:30 p.m. Jen and I both looked at each other and were like, there's no way we're going to be awake 15 minutes into that.
So late.
Having a six-month-old at home, waking us up all the time, we're not going to make it. So instead, we went out and got pedicures.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm about it.
Right, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm telling you, Chels, you're kind of cheesing right now, maybe making fun of me. You wish you had a dude you could go get pedicures with?
No, I like it. I think that's great. I just didn't picture you were going to say that right now. It's your date night on a Friday night.
And then we went to dinner, and then we did something we haven't done in a minute, and we used to love doing this. We literally cruised around my car. You know, we opened up the sunroof, windows down, checking out the sunset, just driving aimlessly, bumping the music as loud as we could.
Did you make out too?
Can't get into details, Chelsea, but yes, some stuff went down. You know
Come
what I'm
on.
Saying?
Come on.
It was a good time. And then Saturday, I do want to bring this up. This was interesting. I took the girls for family day to Huntington Beach, and my 2.5-year-old shocked me, Ariela. She's like, Dada, picture. So she asked me to take a picture of her. Pulled out my phone. She strikes this crazy model pose.
It's like an influencer pose.
I saw this.
Yo,
so
guys, nobody's ever taught her this. I talked to Jenna. She's like, I've never taught her this. She literally tilted her head to the side, smiled, put her right hand on her hip, and did the Instagram leg lift.
Yes.
You know, on her tippy toe.
You know, it's funny. I got tagged in that picture so many times, people being like, oh, looks like Chelsea taught Ariella a few moves. And I'm like, really?
I have 20 DMs at least, Chelsea. I was like, yo, who taught her this? It was like, Dia Chelsea.
Dude. But I feel like she can teach me something. I believe it. She knows her angles.
Yeah, it was amazing. Check out the picture at Edgar Isotelo. Super cute. And then Sunday, yesterday, we had the French Montana pool party.
Oh, my gosh.
It was absolutely amazing. Shout out to you. They went out to Huntington Beach and party with us. Definitely lit. I don't know who performed better or more. I don't know if it was French Montana or DJ Majestic. He was on stage with French Montana. All the videos all over our stories at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Yeah.
You were singing along to every song. Uh-huh. You're like his backup dancer and hype man.
I felt like it, but they wouldn't let me come to the front of the stage. But it's still cool.
But also, I feel like your stage presence was bigger than French Montana's. Dare I say, I was like watching you more than him.
I mean, alcohol on a stage, that's all I need.
DJ Majestic was legit requesting songs during French Montana's performance. Yo, French, drop this.
Yo, do Loyal, French. That one verse, French.
Like, yo, can somebody get this guy off the stage?
Get your boy.
It's a good time. Check out the stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. Josh, what do you get into this weekend, bro?
Let's see, man. Saturday, I just chilled. Did some Netflix by myself. You know, a little wine.
All right.
A little Postmates. Sushi. Feeling good.
Still not back with the ex?
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that. Okay. Okay.
Good job, Chelsea.
Checking in.
But no. Yesterday, I went to the Rams game. Saw the Rams take a W.
Yes.
The support from LA for the Rams is just incredible, man. Mm-hmm. The energy, the vibe, everything. It's just so dope, man.
What did you like about the game, bro? You guys tailgate? What do you guys do? You
know, yeah, tailgating at 9 a.m. I was drinking. I was like turned by like 11:30 a.m. And the game started at 1. I had to like recoup and just make sure I can like, you know, be able to watch the game and understand what's going on. And then I got sunburned. It was hot. But you know what, man? It was just, it's a blast, bro.
Totally worth it right there. Oh, thank you. Coming up next. Oh, perfect song to go into. Weekend Survive artist, Taylor Swift. Chelsea's going to tell us about her weekend. Started with Unlucky Friday the 13th, but I think Chelsea got lucky this weekend at a wedding she went to.
Look at that smirk.
Look at that smile. This is for you and that guy, Chelsea.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
So you had a great weekend. It kicked off with Friday the 13th and a full moon. A lot of you, real superstitious, were kind of freaked out about it. Chelsea had a trip up to the Bay Area and then above, right? Mm-hmm. Sonoma County for a wedding. You were kind of freaking out, Chelsea, going on Friday the 13th. You had just gotten a flat tire the night before. You're like, oh my gosh, here it goes.
Yep.
But the word on the street is that maybe you got lucky. Okay. What happened over the weekend?
It was amazing weekend. My friend Dina and Michael, who got married, they have been together for 10 years. So it was like a celebration that they were finally getting married, you know?
It's about time. Yeah. That's what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone brought their party game face. But honestly, the only bad luck I really had this weekend, because it was an amazing weekend, was about 10 minutes into the reception. We're sitting there and her stepdad's giving this like emotional speech. And all of a sudden I felt like this like breeze going down my back, and slowly all of a sudden, you guys, my zipper broke all the way down, like my very expensive dress, by the way, kind of upset about it. And I had like a shawl, so I put it over my shoulders, and I turned to like the girl sitting next to me. I'm like, hey, can you take, like, I need your help, can you go to the bathroom with me? And she's like, let me look. And she's like oh my god, you're definitely cheek to chair right now, because like my zipper went all the way down past my butt. So like literally there was no like hiding it. And so we ended up going up to my room, and so the room where we were staying was where the reception was, which was thank God. Yeah. And I had to walk up the stairs behind my friend's dad, who's giving this speech, and she's holding the back of my dress, and we're like walking up together, trying to be like so discreet. But
Chelsea, if you think about it, I mean, that's one way to get a date at a wedding.
Gosh,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. So. But overall, it was an amazing weekend. The funny thing was, and I really put it all together yesterday, you guys. Everybody at the wedding was in on trying to get me to hook up with this guy. Like, everyone was in on it.
Another single guy
there.
A single person,
Was he hot?
Very attractive guy.
All right.
And everyone was in on it. And I will say that yesterday I ended up delaying my flight to stay a couple more hours to hang out with him.
All right, Chelsea. Delaying the flight? Hopefully it was Southwest, or did you have to pay extra? Was it worth it?
Yeah.
All right. Chelsea, you know, she's like, I'm down to pay extra for a little extra time with this guy right here.
Yeah.
Is that all the details we're going to get from this guy?
No, but I mean, I can tell you a little bit more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's save for the 8:15 hour.
Okay.
All right, 8:15, tune in for that. And if you can't tune in at 8:15, check out our podcast. It goes up every day. Amp Radio. You can get it on the radio.com app and just search Amp Morning Show. I want to know more about this guy.
I want more.
The Chelsea Report.
So Beyonce has announced a new documentary that's airing tonight on ABC. It's a behind-the-scenes special on the making of the soundtrack, The Lion King, The Gift, which if you haven't listened to it yet, it's incredible.
It
she did such a good job executive producing it. But there's a documentary to go along with it. And this was a total surprise. Like, no one, we had no idea. They just announced it yesterday. And it looks awesome. It's basically just showing, you know, behind-the-scenes videos, interviews of the making of this album.
So it's going to crush.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
When does it air on ABC, Chelsea?
So it airs tonight at 10 p.m. following Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Yeah.
Congrats. I love how she always surprises with some crazy projects, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start by, let's clear up a rumor right now.
Okay.
Diddy, P. Diddy, and Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori Harvey, are not expecting a baby. I reported on this last week because there are these pictures that surface that show them like they're vacationing in Mexico and he's like rubbing her belly in a couple of them. It definitely looks like there's a baby involved.
Sus.
Yeah. But now Diddy's coming out and saying, no, he was just being playful. And he's, I thought this was kind of weird. He was just complimenting Lori on her strong abs. And that's why he was touching her on this in the stomach.
And she's like, yeah.
So
she's like, I'm 22 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
of course I got abs.
Of course I got nice abs.
So do we believe him, though? That's the thing. I mean, obviously right. We'll find out. But yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well,
so
I thought it was a stretch from the get, just because
really?
He's like caressing her abs. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It
I think
happens.
It's a total stretch.
Does it happen?
People caress abs.
Yeah, your abs, maybe.
Josh, because you have abs, bro. So it happens all the time, bro. Do you caress when you hang out with girls? Do you caress their abs? And it's not
you
like,
do.
Yo, are you pregnant?
Yeah, I caress abs.
In public?
Weird? Not in public. You know,
okay.
Maybe in public. I don't know.
Okay, well.
You got to think about this. They weren't necessarily in public. They're just followed by paparazzi everywhere they go, Chelsea.
Right, they know what they're doing.
Well, they were in public because they're at an airport, which is a public place.
All right, fantastic.
Anyways,
they were in public.
Not pregnant. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Josh Leyva, social media influencer, hanging out with us this week, and he's brought a conspiracy theory to our attention. I'm sure you've heard that some rappers have ghost writers, the people writing their flows, but ghost singers?
Mm.
This conspiracy theory suggests that Post Malone's singing voice is actually Justin Bieber's voice slowed down.
This is correct.
Oh my gosh, I can't take Josh seriously right now because he just keeps nodding his head like, it's so
this is
real.
A fact.
Yes.
This is Bible right here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to play some audio for you. This is Post Malone's rock star. And it's normal speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then this audio is going to be sped up. And allegedly, it sounds just like Justin Bieber's voice.
Identical.
And then Josh, you can give us some more insight into this conspiracy theory.
Absolutely.
All right, so here it is. I've been popping, man, I feel just like normal speed. Post Malone, what do you think? All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Sped up.
Hey,
switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying recipes of Bonska. Close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like a Marsan. We know they're really, really, really good friends.
Yeah.
But is Justin Bieber his ghost singer?
Guys, that's Justin Bieber. He's never covered that song. I've done my homework. Okay?
Yeah.
He's never covered that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the biggest Post fan. I love Post Malone. When
he's
he first
dope.
Came on the scene, I was like, I'm about this guy.
Right.
But he came on the scene and he just exploded. Okay?
I mean,
he was getting invited to Kylie Jenner's birthday party. He was performing. This is just like with two songs on SoundCloud. Okay?
All yes, Chelsea? Sudden,
he's on a world tour with Justin Bieber.
I was going to say that because for me, coming from the like music side of things with Billboard,
yeah.
I remember like not really knowing who he was and then hearing about him because he was opening for Bieber.
See?
I do remember that and being like, where did he like come from?
Where did he come from? Who is this dude?
Which is interesting.
Did anybody check backstage while Post Malone was performing at Bieber's concert? Was Bieber behind just singing behind
the
curtain?
Here's what I think. I think that Post Malone does do a lot of his own songs, right? But I think that Justin covers the majority of them. And I think he's a mastermind behind the scenes.
Have you ever seen Post Malone live? Josh?
No.
I have. Actually, he's really good live too.
Does he sound?
I saw him at Caboo last year, and he was incredible. I was super surprised because his vocals were really good. But unless like he had like a backing track or something, I didn't seem like it in the time. But now I'm
dude sings live and he plays guitar live. Yeah, guys, come on, are you serious?
I think they hand selected him specifically. Okay, I think it was Post Malone. They knew that his sound is very similar to Bieber. You know what I mean? I think this was done strategically.
All right, let's hear this one more time. This is Post Malone, regular speed, and then we're gonna speed it up. And allegedly, it sounds just like Justin Bieber. Billy's man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas, and they always be smoking like a rock star. Switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying recipes of Bosca. Josh, where did you see this conspiracy theory?
I found this on TikTok.
Oh, if it was on TikTok.
Bible. Yeah, then it's official, yeah. My guy. Okay, then it's official. It was late at night. I found this, and I got chills, y'all.
The Remix Battle. With Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to watch our UCLA Bruins take on Oregon State at the legendary Rose Bowl by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics, okay? Do not get swayed by the beats. You got 15 seconds to guess correctly. Taylor from La Habra, good morning.
Good morning.
Taylor, congrats. The word on the street is you just graduated, actually, from Cal State Fullerton.
Yep, that is correct.
Good stuff, girl. Why do you think, besides the fact that you have a degree, that you can be DJ Majestic today?
I mean, I got the energy. I don't know if he has as much energy as me after yesterday, so I'm just saying, I think it's going to be pretty good.
She's calling you out for being hungover.
There's a happening. Really good reason to be hurting right now from that French Montana party
Facts.
Yesterday.
But actually, being hungover makes him DJ better for some reason. It's weird.
It's true.
It's a DJ thing. It's a DJ thing. All right, Taylor, if you don't guess it correctly, Norma from Reseda is waiting to jack your tickets. Norma, good morning. What do you want to say to Taylor?
Well, I hope you don't win them because we really need them.
All right, fantastic. Good morning to you, too. All right, sounds good. Here we go, Taylor. What's the name of the song based only on the lyrics? Hungover DJ Majestic is about to do it right now. Here we go. Get it. But some songs about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Mel. All right, I got it. I don't know how you got it. I couldn't get Rosarito Spring Break out of my head with that beat. It ain't no fun. All right, Taylor, what's the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
That has got to be The Fabulous Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
She's right.
Yeah.
I gotta sober up.
That's
easy. I need some water.
That's the problem. DJ Majestic's not hungover. He's still drunk from French Montana's party yesterday at Huntington Beach. Taylor, congratulations. You got the 4 tickets.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you for listening to us. Hang tight. Do not hang up. We'll get you all the details off the air.
The Chelsea Report.
Edgar and Chelsea hanging out. Special guest all this week. Social media influencer, LA born and raised, Josh Leva. Thank you for hanging out.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man.
Chelsea, what's going on? Tell us about this Demi situation already, girl.
All right, so I don't know what's going on, but it's suddenly really cool for pretty big celebrities to date Bachelorette contestants. Specifically from this last season, which is Hannah B's. So Gigi Hadid has been dating Tyler Cameron.
That's right. Wait,
that's official?
I mean, it's pretty official. They're together like 24-7. Uh-huh. Like, yes, for sure.
Wow.
Well, now another one of Hannah B's contestants named Mike Johnson is getting up close and personal with this artist. Baby, I'm sorry. Demi Lovato.
Get it, Demi.
You need to get on my show, man.
Josh, you gotta
sign me up.
You'd be good for The Bachelor, bro.
Hey,
being Latino, 28. Yeah. And, dude, you'd be perfect for the shower scenes where they just show abs for days.
The slow-mos?
Yeah. We need to do a test trial with you first, though.
All right, cool.
Would you be okay with, like, making out on TV?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, for your parents and family to see all that? That's
the
only thing.
I don't know.
But
maybe I could be like the one that doesn't. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to make sure you're the one first before you get these juicy lips.
That's how you get. That's how you get further in the round,
yeah.
though. I don't kiss. Yeah,
so Demi and Mike have been on a couple dates together. Apparently they're taking it slow, but they are dating. And I love this. Mike actually wrote under one of Tyler Cameron's pictures about going on a double date. They're like
That's
being
cute.
Very extra on social media about like them dating, but it's a funny situation.
Now it's Gigi that was dating one of them, right?
Gigi's dating Tyler,
So Gigi and Demi both. Do you think they're thinking as these guys from The Bachelorette as snacks or like full meals? Like, is it something serious?
That's a good question.
Well, I feel like Gigi, like, she's coming out in a serious relationship with Zayn, but, yeah. like, she clearly went after Tyler, and okay. she's been, like, with him a lot, like, spending a lot of time. He just went to her, like, grandma's funeral with her, so she's, like, he's, like, in with the family.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think Tyler's a full meal.
Yeah. I mean, he's a babe.
He got upgraded from snack to full meal.
So the BTS army is very excited yes. because BTS is officially back.
That was fast, by the way.
Well, that's what's crazy. So literally, it was about a month ago, their management team came out and they were like, hey, they're taking a hiatus. We don't know how long it's going to be, but they're taking time off because they've been going nonstop, releasing music, right. touring, what have you. And they announced today that they're officially back and they're headed back on the road and they have to finish up their tour. And so it's back at work for them.
Usually when you hear an artist say, I'm going to take a break. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran's done this. Mm-hmm. Adele's done this. Mm-hmm. They take roughly around a year yeah. or so.
Minimum, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right. So to hear that they only took about a month, it's pretty shocking to me, to be honest. Hopefully that was enough for them because they deserve yeah. to rest and reset, man. They've worked really hard and congrats on everything they've accomplished.
Yeah.
They need to take care of themselves. You feel me?
Definitely. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. So yesterday, with the celebration of a lot of Independence Days for Central America, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua as well. And today, Viva Mexico. My Mexican Independence Day is going down. We're kicking off Hispanic Heritage Month, and we got a chance last week to catch up with Camila Cabello. Mm-hmm. She's half Cuban, half Mexicana. And we got a chance to ask her what makes her so proud of being Latina. Mm-hmm. Her answer coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Special guest all this week, we have social media influencer Sauce Leyva.
Sauce Leyva. It's
Monday. I'm in the
building. Josh Leyva, thank you for hanging out, bro.
Yeah, man.
So yesterday officially kicked off Hispanic Heritage Month, and we have a special gift for you. We got to catch up with an influential immigrant, super talented Latina. She's a We Can Survive artist to help us sell it out in 10 minutes. Wow. Camila Cabello. And she told us why she's so proud of being Latina. We have not aired this portion of the hangout session that we had over the phone with her last week. So here she is.
The thing that makes me the most proud of my heritage is the warmth of Latin people. I just feel like they exude this warmth and this like open heart, open armness that every time I walk into a Latin household or even when I meet Latin fans, they're like so loving and so warm. I don't know where that comes from, but right. I think that it's just like, I guess just being really in touch with what's really important in life. And, you know, in a lot of our countries where, you know, I know for my family and my parents and grandparents, like they didn't grow up with a lot of stuff and like went through real struggles. And I feel like that just makes them extra in touch with what's really important in life. And I think that maybe that's why they're so like warm and open yeah. and like want to help people.
Absolutely. Like grateful for yeah. what we have and grateful for being in this great country and being able to represent our Latino community that
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Grateful is the right word.
I personally thank you for the way that you do represent us in such a positive manner. So being Mexicano myself, being an immigrant, thank you for speaking up yeah. for our community. Mm-hmm. And please thank your mom especially because we saw the video you posted of bumping Amp Radio, listening to us while listening to Señorita, and your mom was dancing. You yes. guys were in the car here in LA. We're like, yes, get yeah. it, mama.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. That really means a lot. You guys are so sweet.
She's the best, man.
She really is.
I absolutely love her. And a lot of people don't know her story as an immigrant, but Camila, she was born in Cuba, born to a Cuban mother and Mexican father. And as a kid, she actually went back and forth from Cuba and Mexico City to the age of about 5 when she went to Miami. And then she didn't become a U.S. citizen to the age of 11.
Oh, wow.
And now she's the most streamed female artist in the world.
Wow. I mean, that's a story right there.
Right? Man. I love it. And I think it doesn't get told enough.
Yeah.
You know? So we're definitely excited to be able to tell you that here celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. Shout out to all my Mexicanos. I'm from Jalisco, born and raised out there in Ocotlán. And then came over to Santa Ana celebrating Mexican Independence Day today. Josh, where's your family from? I know you're born in L.A.
Yeah,
which
I
was
born in L.A.
Is an extension of Mexico,
right? Yeah. My mom was born in Mexico, Sinaloa, Culiacan.
Nice,
and
bro.
She came over here when she was, I want to say, like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah, they have some bomb ceviche in Sinaloa.
Oh, ceviche.
Right?
Man. Oh, yeah.
By the way, we posted a picture of Chelsea and us here in studio celebrating Mexican Independence Day, and Chelsea is looking for a Mexican citizen.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm down.
The fastest way is through marriage,
Chelsea. Okay, well, let's work on that, guys. Come on.
Start sliding into the DMs, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out also yesterday celebrating their Independence Day. A lot of our families from Central America, I want to shout you out today. Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua. Love you guys. We're all united and proud of our heritage. Not like a friend of the family. Legit story, guys. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
As soon as he got his green card, he changed his name from Jesus Flores to Jesse Flowers. I am not joking you.
Wait, this is one of your friends?
A family friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse Flowers.
Legit, bro. You got to stay proud, bro. You can't be changing it up like that, right?
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
So thank you for giving us such good advice in our lives sometimes when we need it. And last week, Chelsea told you that she was going to a friend's wedding for this weekend. And a lot of you gave this awesome advice. Chelsea, you gotta go sola like a chola. Straight up.
Hey.
Instead of taking an ex-fling as a last-minute pinch hitter, as they say in baseball.
Gosh.
And it totally paid off, ladies and gentlemen. The wedding was 3 hours north of San Francisco at a romantic hotel right off the coast. And this isn't getting more romantic than bumping Lean Like a Cholo.
Yeah, right?
So, Chels, break it down. Tell us about this dreamy dude that you're all smiley about
this morning. Let's slow down first. But, okay, I knew going into this wedding, my friend mentioned this guy, which she called Hot Ian.
Hot Ian.
That's what she talked about. And the minute I get to the wedding on Friday. So, here's what's funny about this whole situation. And I'm realizing this, like, yesterday and today, is that everyone, literally everyone at the wedding was in on me and this guy hooking up. And I didn't really realize it until, like I said, yesterday. So the first thing people are saying to me, like, have you met Hot Ian yet? Like, that was the conversation the first night. Like, have you met Hot Ian? I'm like, no, but I want to meet him. Like,
how funny would it be if he literally had a name tag and that was his name tag?
First name Hot, last name Ian.
Yes. Yep.
And my friend, so finally, like, Hot Ian arrives. And my friend, who's getting married, the couple, they, like, it's a very, like, intentional introduction between us where it's kind of, like, that awkward, like, we know who each other are.
Yeah.
And we start chatting. And so here's the first evidence. So we're talking. I'm like, oh, cool, like, so, oh, what room are you in? And he's like, 54. I was like, oh, I'm 55.
Yeah.
So that was the first, like, that's weird.
Get
like,
it.
Of all the hotel rooms, like, why, the fact that we're right next to each other, so that was funny.
Did it have one of those doors in between rooms?
Sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so then the next day, like, I go, because like I said, I didn't really know anyone at the wedding. A couple girls I went to the bachelorette party with, but, so I go down to breakfast by myself. You know, I'm just doing this, I'm solo like a cholo, like,
yes,
okay, you know?
Hey.
And I go down to have brunch by myself, and I'm seeing people mingling, introducing myself. And at the end of my brunch, I stand up, I'm like going to walk back to my room, and this girl and guy approach me and they're like, hey, so what are you doing today? What are your plans? And I was like, oh, I don't know yet. And they're like, well, do you want to come with our group and go wine tasting? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Thanks
Hell
for
yeah.
including me.
That was easy.
Yeah. So I get there. They're like, meet at the lobby at 11:30, whatever. I get down there and you guys, it's all couples and me and Hot Ian.
Yes!
Like everyone.
You get it.
And Ian walked in like this.
Side to side.
So Hot Ian walks in yesterday. And what did you do? What time were you supposed to fly out, Chels?
Wait, what?
What time were you supposed to fly back?
So I was supposed to fly out at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And instead I ended... Oh, so... Well, let me finish getting to this. So then the whole wedding... The wedding day rolls around. We end up being... My friend sits us directly across from each other. Like, everyone's sitting directly across from their
Let's
date.
Go eye contact.
Directly across from each other. And then the whole wedding, the bridal party, they're like... The whole time, they're like looking at us and like making like... Goo-goo's like, how's
Awkward.
It going? Like, whatever. And then even at the officiant comes up to me at the end of the night. This is kind of when I knew something was off. And she's like, so, how are things with you and Hot Ian? Like, everyone was so invested in our love story.
The officiant's like, let me bless your relationship already.
So we ended up having a fun time. He's a super cool guy. We did hit it off. And then yesterday after the wedding, when everyone was leaving, he's like, do you want to like just take a drive down the coast and like go get some oysters at this like little place? The beach.
You do know oysters are an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, well, they are.
Just saying.
You know,
yeah, they are.
There it is.
I have a question.
That was a plan. What?
Does he live up to his name, Hot Ian?
Yes.
Okay.
He is. He's very attractive.
So, did you end up pushing back your flight?
So, yeah, I pushed my flight back to 9.
Damn, Chelsea. Wow. It was supposed to leave at 6, ended up leaving at 9.
Wow. I just didn't want to rush. Like, I didn't want to rush getting back, and I was nervous that I would
make
it. I don't want to miss it.
So we'll wrap up with this.
What?
We'll be hearing more about Ha Ian. Where does he live? Does he live in L.A.?
He lives in San Diego.
Okay.
That's it. Perfect for you. Because he's such a busy person. You need a dude to kind of not be all up in your grill.
A little separation.
Are you guys going to hang out again?
I think so. Like, here's the thing. You know me, Edgar. I don't get, like, too... I'm just kind of, like, one day at a time. Don't get too excited. But I think, I definitely would like to see him again. So we'll see what happens.
Shout out to Hadian. It's kind of exciting, right? Yeah, absolutely.
If Hadian is listening right now, we'll wrap up with this, Chelsea. What would you want to say to him about the weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Don't put me in the spot.
Talk about the heart you drew when we were talking about him.
Maybe I'll save your number. I haven't saved it yet, you guys. Oh. That's big for me. I haven't saved
it yet. Hadian, she dedicates this song to you, Panini. No.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Alright, two interesting stories that I have for you today. First of all, guess how much the average American spends in their lifetime just on dating. It's gonna blow your mind. We'll get to that in a second. This is a story I want to talk to you guys about. I'm excited about this, man. The most expensive stadium in the NFL.
Wow.
LA Stadium, which cost $5 billion to make.
That's billion with a B.
Billy, Billy. Will host the Rams and Chargers starting next summer in Inglewood, up to no good. And it got baptized with a name officially. It is now the SoFi Stadium. SoFi. Ooh. And SoFi is a personal online finance company, but it's going to host already. Check it out. It's already been announced. Okay. The 2024 Super Bowl.
Okay.
Wow. So that's coming quick in 5 years. And the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2028 Olympic Games.
I mean, that's huge. Those are the biggest of the big.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that. It has capacity for about 70,000 people, but if needed to, they can go up to 100,000 people. It's kind of like Cowboys Stadium.
Yo.
Down in Arlington, Texas. That's dope right there. 100,000 people going crazy. So I'm excited about that. Moving on to the next story, though. Chelsea, you go on a lot of dates.
I mean, you know.
You know, being single in L.A., you're a good-looking girl, you're successful, all the above. Yep. You know, there's a high demand for a girl like you.
Hey, thanks.
She's like, hey, thanks, guys. How much, on average, do you think a dude might drop on a date? Obviously, you offer to pay.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of the time they're paying. How much do you think they drop?
I feel like they probably pay like $100, $150. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Right? Because like dinner, you factor in dinner, drinks, maybe a movie, dessert.
Yeah.
Josh, you're out here dating as well. We just found out you're trying to get back with your ex, but that didn't work out.
Okay.
How much are you dropping a date, bro?
You know, I'm in that same ballpark, about $150, $200, $250.
Oh, wow. Your dates are expensive.
Yeah, but that's the way I like to do it. I like apps, you know, main course, a little dessert, a little drinks.
Doing it right.
And right, of course, cool. I always pay.
Tamara's over here from our social media guru looking at us sideways. The last date she went on, she was excited because a dude drove a Tesla. But dude ended up asking her to split the meal, cost of the meal, and
parking.
He asked you to split the $4
parking.
$4. No. You're lucky he didn't ask you for an extra battery for his Tesla, yo. Do you mind if I charge this at your house?
Gas money. Gas money.
Can we get an extension cord over to your house real quick? All right, guys. So on average, obviously this is all of Americans, right? Okay. So not just LA. LA is going to be a lot more expensive, right? But on average, the average American spends $121,000 in their lifetime just on dates.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
In LA,
that blows my mind.
In LA, it's doubled because we're definitely dating more.
You're right on, Chelsea. So actually, it breaks down to about $168 a month. And for here, for LA, it's $333 a month. On dating, breaking it down.
Wow.
It's expensive out here, man.
It's expensive, man.
Yo, Josh, but where you be taking your girls, bro? It's expensive as hell. I remember I used to be
Nobu.
I'll
take you up on that.
You're so LA.
Let me take you out, baby.
Damn, bro. It's the Josh Leva. If you're trying to go on a date with Josh on Instagram. Tell him which Nobu you want to go to, all right? Goodbye, it's Post Malone featuring Young Thug. You guys doing a lot, man. It's all about drive-in theaters. Let's go.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.